Hello.
Hello and welcome to the Princess Scientist Book Club. I'm here with Princess Scientist.
Hello.
Hello, Princess Scientist. So we're here to talk about the books that we've been reading. I'm Daddy Scientist. So tell me about the books that you've been reading, that we've been reading together.
Well, I really love the Graveyard Book.
Okay, tell us about the Graveyard Book.
The Graveyard Book is when this little boy named Bod, short for Nobody Owens. Nobody Owens. Well, so...
So what? What happens to him? What happens to his parents?
Well, his parents got killed by the man named Jack. He has this big jackknife.
Okay. And then what happens to him after that?
Well...
Does he wander away?
Yeah, he wandered away. And then... Then his parents...
His parents? You said his parents were dead.
Yeah, his parents are dead. So... So the graveyard people find him and then they
take care of him?
Yeah, they take care of him. So and then they go on this magic, mystical adventure of the like graveyard thing. He can almost disappear.
Well, don't give too much away because people might want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a guardian?
Yeah, his guardian named Silas. He's actually a vampire.
Oh, okay. So who's who wrote the new? Who wrote the? I'll start again. Who wrote the Graveyard Book?
I never looked at the author's name.
You don't know the author? Did you know that Neil Gaiman wrote the Graveyard
Book? Ah, Neil Gaiman, yes.
Yes. Do you have any other Neil Gaiman books that you like?
Coraline.
Coraline.
The Wolves and the Walls. I traded my dad for a goldfish.
Two goldfish.
I traded my dad for
two. Thank you very much. Dads are worth at least two goldfish.
No way.
No way, you say. Okay.
That rhymes.
It does. Would you like to talk about The Hobbit at all? The book you read before that? Do you remember The Hobbit?
We can't tell that.
Why not?
Because it's this whole book, this gigantic book. It's like this big.
What can you tell about some of your favorite parts in the book?
My favorite parts was when the Hobbit actually wandered into the dragon's cave.
That was pretty cool.
And he got that magic ring and they told all those riddles.
That was a good part too. Did you like it when the dragon was talking to the Hobbit?
Yeah! It's totally cool!
So if there's one thing you would change about the Hobbit, what would you change?
That there were more girls.
More girls in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any girls in the book?
No way. So we had to make some girls.
So who did we make into girls?
Thorin.
Yeah?
The cousin of Thorin?
I'm forgetting his name. Dane.
Dane!
Yes.
Dane.
Right?
We made Dane, Thorin, and...
Beorn?
Beorn.
Yes.
Dane, Thorin, and Beorn.
Okay.
Beorn. Whatever.
I think we had some others in there, too, but I don't remember who they were. Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say to your audience?
There's this book called Miss Frisbee. My mom and I were reading it. You may have heard it in our last episode, but Miss Frisbee is this big mouse. She's not very big, but she discovered the rats of Nymph.
Of Nymph.
Nymph, whatever.
Yeah, Nymph is something else.
You take over.
Can I take over? Please stand by. No.
Beep.
Okay. All right. We should probably wrap it up. Thank you all for listening.
Rap, 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 rap.
Yes, here we go. Rap, rap, rap. And now... She's holding my nose, so it is definitely time to go.
Yes.
All right. Good night, folks. Say good night.
Good night, folks.